Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. I'll give you three principles for greater discipline, and then I'll tell you the actual three things to do to generate more discipline in such a way that your personal growth grows, that you feel like alive and connected and meaningful and joyous on this journey, because that's what really matters. I mean, discipline sucks unless in some ways the outcome is progress, greater engagement and aliveness of life, and greater success in whatever way you measure that. So the three principles of all of like discipline comes down to, number one, mastering your schedule. I know that sounds so boring, but it is so absolutely fundamental to your focus, to your progress, to your health, to everything. It doesn't matter if you say, okay, I only want to schedule one thing today. That's fine with me. I'm not trying to own every hour of your life, but that one thing better be awesome and it better be a needle mover. So scheduling, show up when it's scheduled. And then the third thing, which is most important as a principle for all of discipline, no discipline happens unless on a real consistent basis, unless you have social connection. All of the research shows the most productive people, the most focused people, the people who are most fulfilled in doing meaningful work, have attached a meaning that their focus, intention, their hard work is attached to social connection. Meaning, I'm going to show up for this because it's going to make me a better mom or parent. I'm going to get healthy so I have more energy for the kids. I am going to do this project so my team and company grows so we serve more people and we make an impact. It's like the hard work must be attached to impact, but the impact isn't just self, like, oh, I'll get this. It has to have a social connection. Like you have to have a reason to show up over and over and over for others. It's why we always teach in high performance. You have to have a little card that says, who needs me on my A game today?
Yeah.
Like, I am disciplined because I wouldn't be less disciplined doing a morning show. I'm more disciplined doing a morning show because Jamie's there. She's waiting on the other end. If I don't get there, I feel like a chump. So that's important, you know? There's three principles, right? Schedule it. Show up. Attach social connection. But now here's the things I would do. If you said, Brendan, if you could only be disciplined about three things, what would you do? And it's not what you all think. It's totally not what you all think. And this is very much that makes me happy and progress in life. So they're not sexy. The number one thing, if I could give anyone a discipline to always do on the first of every single month, you do a whole life review. When that calendar hits one, as in the first of the month, you look at every major area of your life, you score yourself, you ask how you'd like to improve that. And what could you do this month? Because most people never improve their life because they never face their life.
Yeah.
You have to look at it. So every first of the month, that's for those who are new to us, Growth Day began with Growth Day actually began because I said, let's do our personal development on the first of the month. So I go live for 2 hours in Growth Day. So if you're not a member, go to growthday.com because I do a full personal development seminar on the first of every single month. Because I feel like if we start the month off, we nail that. We start it with good attitude, energy, but also you're looking into the month and asking, is the way I've scheduled this month going to help me move towards the lifestyle I want or the accomplishment of the major three projects I'm working on in my life?
And also, if we don't do this, I feel like it is so easy. And how many people can relate to this? Where if you don't do this, all of a sudden you blink and you're like, oh, it's halfway through the month, or oh, 3 months have gone by. I don't even know how did this even happen? Right. Yeah. How many times have we done that? We're like, wait a minute. It's Thanksgiving. Like, wait a minute. It's spring break. And it's like your life just flies by in a blur.
This is for those who have the high performance planner, you know, this page super well. This is your monthly review section in the high performance planner. And what it does is it makes you look at the 10 major areas of your life, from health to mental, emotional, partner or love, family, friends, mission, experiences, spirit, finances, learning,
growth. It helps you reflect on the things you learned last month, learn about others, learn about yourself, what you're grateful for, the main priorities coming up, the decisions you needed to make or could make, your monthly review and orienting yourself to your year goals and 3-year goals. Like, if I don't do that on the first of the month, what happens is the middle of the month, what am I doing? I might be showing up, but I'm showing up in a hot mess all the time because I don't have direction.
Yeah.
So if I could give you anything, start the first of the month super clear about that month. If that's all you did, I promise you'd be more engaged with your life. Second thing I do, I believe another review is needed every Sunday. So Sunday, do your weekly review and your weekly planning. I don't care if it takes 10 minutes, an hour. Some of y'all are crazy. Y'all do like 2-3 hour, like introspective, like, you know, LSD journeys. I don't know what the heck's going on. I think it's important to go, okay, on Sunday, is this upcoming week? Am I clear about what I want of that? Am I clear about how I can serve? Am I clear about these little slots of time? Do they make sense to me?
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
So third thing.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Listen, if I could give you 3 things to move the needle in your life, number one is a monthly review. On the first of the month, look out for the month. And notice, please don't think that this or the Sunday review, which is the second point, is just about your schedule. You are reviewing the major parts of your life. You're connecting with them. You're scoring them. You're asking what more you desire there. And what's something simple you can do to improve that area of your life each month? It doesn't have to be huge life transformation, because look, transformation takes time. You might just like this little thing, but being aware of it, that's important. So the monthly, then the Sunday, and then you got to win your mornings again and bring intention for, I think, 2 things every day. If we can bring intention for 2 things every day, we win that day. To me, the first one is I'm going to bring the joy to this day. Mm-hmm. I'm going to choose my attitude. I'm going to develop a mindset that is unshakable, that is joyful, that is, I'm going to be in every room. It doesn't matter if I'm the loudest. I'm going to try to be the most generous and grateful person in that room. I'm just going to bring good energy. Be responsible for the energy you are projecting onto others and into this world. So I think for me, that intention of, I have an intention to have joy each day. I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to make that happen, because sometimes life doesn't do it for you.
Yeah.
They just hasn't. So I'm going to bring the joy. So that's my, that's an intention. So what I'm saying is, the third discipline is every day you have intentions for feeling life.
Yeah.
For me, feeling life means bring the joy. That's number one. I'm going to bring the joy. And number two, I'm going to make a moment with somebody today. Maybe I send them an audio. Maybe it's the way I look at my wife. Maybe it's the thing I call up my mom, and or I send a beautiful appreciation email or text to somebody. But every day, I'm going to bring the joy into the day, and I'm going to make a moment. Because at the end of your life, I learned this, I faced my death twice in my life. you remember these moments and scenes with other people. It's so important to realize that. And so you have to ask, are you going to have enough of those moments and scenes? Are they going to be at the end of your life? You kind of, if it's true, you see a movie. What are the scenes of that movie going to be? You get to direct that. And I promise the scenes in the movie almost always have these beautiful connections with others. It's like most people don't realize the ending movie of their life is love scenes and connection scenes with other people, where like these like meaningful moments, if you will. Let's just call them meaningful moments. That's what you see at the end, meaningful moments. So if that is true, if it's true, then you have to purposely structure and build in meaningful moments so you love the movie at the end. You know, that you love the movie, that you want to watch the movie again, that you appreciate, that you're going to bust out the good wine and have that good popcorn with that meaningful movie. And so every day, that's mine. I'm going to bring joy to this day and I'm going to make moments.
Yeah, that's now, so good.
You might have different intentions. Maybe your intention is like, I'm going to do this thing as a mom or as a leader or as a whatever. Doesn't matter to me. But if you don't have the intention, the days just blaze by, nothing. You can be working hard. You can get your schedule down. You can have your calendar prioritized with all the tabs and all the different marker colors and everything else. But if there's no intention for feeling into the day, you were a good robot today.
Yep.
But you didn't.
And we've all had days like that where we feel like a human doing, right? Not a human being. That's so good, Brendan. That's so good. And a moment, a meaningful moment can be different for every single person. But how many days do we go through and we forget? And a meaningful moment's free. You know what I mean? And it's like, how many days do we forget to do that? That's so powerful. I love that.
So
I love that.
To me, that's funny that the discipline is to have the intention, right?
Yeah.
Every day when you have the intention, or every moment or every experience, when you have the intention, it turns out better. Like this morning, we talked about, Jamie and I, before we started, we talked about like, what's the show about today? What's our theme for the week? Our theme for this week is focus and discipline. Our theme for the week, the month in Growth Day is confidence. And if you're not a Growth Day member yet, please sign up at growthday.com, because last week, I taught 2 hours on confidence. Jonathan Fields from the Good Life Project taught, over an hour and a half on confidence. And so did Dave Hollis. And they took questions and did coaching. And upcoming, we've got Mel Robbins, Jenna Kutcher, Jamie. David Bach is this week. I mean, it's going to be epic, guys. So go to growthday.com, because you can get live coaching twice a week with us. And you get the replays for less than $1 a friggin' day for the year. I mean, it's unbelievable. So go to growthday.com. It's my favorite thing. And my favorite thing.
it's amazing what you're doing.
My favorite thing.
Glow, Atonmo, Prince EA. I'm trying to, there's so many incredible people in there. So super excited.
Anthony's coming up. He's just
Trucks.
Fire.
I can listen to him all day long.
Like, I know his voice.
I know. It's insane.
We're over time. I love you guys. Listen, I want to remind you, every day you can choose a new attitude. You can improve. You can take that step. You can show up for your schedule. Just show up. Remember to do the things we talked about today. But remember, you're stronger than you think. Future holds good things for you. And every day is a good day to grow. So go have an awesome week.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with 3 of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning
is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.